The contest is between two labor organizations that specialize in organizing public employees and healthcare workers, and officials say it will be the largest union election in state history. The first to file petitions with the State Labor Relations Board was the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, known as AFSCME.
I think this room needs to make some noise for home care providers.
AFSCME held a rally in Montpelier before submitting its petitions. Laura Reyes is Secretary Treasurer of AFSCME International, the second highest officer in the union. Reyes is based in California, and she gave a stump speech for organized labor. She recalled that her own experience as a home care worker led her to join AFSCME.
And I was empowered. I was empowered by organizing. And that's what it is about. It's about Carol and St. Albans, Leona and Johnson, Patrick, right here, and I'm saying this right, Montpelier. Did I say it right? I did it! Darn it!
Despite Ray's unfamiliarity with Vermont's capital, AFSCME sells itself as the local union. It's represented public employees in the state since the 1950s, including police officers, city workers, and mental health care providers.
Most Vermonters don't want a union from outside, say in New York City, coming in that has no members here to represent them.
That's organizer Carolyn Klingelsmith. She says AFSCME has a proven record of bargaining successfully for Vermonters.
Fighting for funding for public programs is what we do as a union, because that's the only workers that we represent. And we have, you know, experience with negotiating state contracts, public contracts.
Competing against AFSCME is the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU. Matt McDonald is the union's Vermont director. He says SEIU has deep experience representing home and healthcare workers.
And there's no question that SEIU is the most qualified and the most experienced union anywhere in the country at representing workers like these 6,000, 7,000 home care workers in Vermont. We're about to make a very important decision about, one, whether or not to form a union, and then, two, which union would be the best fit for them.
McDonald says a union will allow the home care workers an opportunity to improve wages and working conditions.
Their wage rates have stayed very, very flat, have not kept up with the rate of inflation, because there hasn't been anybody there advocating on their behalf and making the case that, look, you know, we need to do something to help these workers stay in this workforce.
McDonald says the next step is for the labor board to issue rules for how the election will be run. The election will likely be held sometime this fall. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.